Colette Cowan is the chief executive of the University of Limerick Hospital Group, the hospital with the highest number of COVID patients yesterday. Colette Cowan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
We heard from Professor Conor Deasy in Cork University Hospital earlier in the programme. They had the second highest number of COVID patients yesterday, and it went up dramatically overnight, 17 new admissions of people with COVID. What's the situation in the University of Limerick Hospital Group?
Yes, it's quite similar to that effect. This morning in the hospital group at 6 a.m. we had 162 COVID positive patients in our hospital. So that was a rise again by 10 from yesterday. We have 47 patients in the emergency department that are isolated, awaiting for admission to the hospital overnight. Our ICU has changed overnight as well. We have now one empty ICU bed and our high dependency unit is full. So we'll now be moving into the second part of our surge plan today.
And what is the second part of that surge plan?
Yes, so from wave one, we had the opportunity, of course, to have time to plan and train staff and hire new staff and skill them in the area of critical care. So our second part of our surge plan will be looking to open the final six beds in our high dependency unit and mix them as intensive care and high dependency. Our plan is quite extensive and well developed by the clinicians and can flex to up to 64 beds. But of course, there is a warning with that in the sense that we would have to divide the workforce very, very much, and indeed the level of care would drop if we had to open to that level.
And this is the issue, isn't it? The workforce. We heard from Beaumont yesterday, from Cork earlier. The issue is the number of staff who themselves are either sick with COVID or close contacts or else plumb exhausted.
Indeed, yeah, there's heroic efforts of all workforce, and we all trained to work in the health service for many years now and are very proud of what we do. But that doesn't take from the fact, even today for us, we have 579 deficits of staff who are out with COVID-related symptoms or close contacts.
Give me that
close
number
contacts.
Again, Colette. 579?
Indeed, yes.
Out sick?
And that is
or out on account
out
of COVID?
Indeed, yes. So we had experience of that in wave two, and we managed it, of course, with looking at redeployment of staff that we had, reskilling, dealing with the activities that are the most important, cancelling our elective work, cancelling our outpatients, which we've done again. Staff are working over and above, doing overtime and extra hours. They've cancelled their annual leave, and indeed, they're very careful about derogation, as are we, and we ensure that we have enough staff on site. What has happened this time in wave three, which is an emergency situation and extremely serious, is we have looked at a master rota. So we have staff crossing over shifts and they're not all working in the same sector that they started out working in a year ago.
And are you at the stage of asking staff who are close contacts to come to work yet?
So 2 days ago, we looked at that and we're very, very careful about derogating staff, and there's a process around it. So in effect, you would swab a staff member on day 10 of how they're out, and then we would risk assess them. So, for example, out of that 579 staff out, we have 200 nurses and over 50 medical team doctors. And this week we've derogated six staff to come back. So it's something we have to do to deal with the roster and ensure that patients are cared for and that we have the staff to do it. But equally, you have to be very careful about derogation because that can create a risk. So we risk assess them and check their temperatures twice a day. But it's a small number.
And that's what derogation means, telling someone who's a close contact, come in, we'll test you, but we need you to go to work.
Yes. However, it's from day 10. You shouldn't really plan to do it before that because the risk has dropped. Yes. Yeah.
And we all know, we heard the warning from Professor Philip Nolan that they're predicting that, you know, another week or two, that the numbers are going to continue to rise. Do you think what you've got in place is going to get you through the next couple of weeks?
Indeed, the next 2 weeks will be very difficult. We have no doubt we are in an emergency situation. So we have planned for this over the last 10 months. We have an increased skilled workforce. We have new bed capacity. We opened 98 new single room beds in UHL in the last few months. The staff are very skilled in managing outbreaks and roster reconfiguration now. However, our plan needs to stretch further. So we look to our other sites in the Model 2 hospitals, but what we're finding there is that Nina Hospital and St John's Hospital are in an outbreak position now, so they cannot take transfer of patients. Equally, we have Ennis Hospital that is functioning well at the moment, thankfully. But we also have Croom Hospital, which is an orthopaedic hospital. And in wave two, we changed that to a medical hospital, and the staff there stood up as a medical hospital. And we've just built 24-bed single block there. And our plan is, if things really deteriorate further over the next 2 weeks, we will stand that hospital up as a medical unit again, so that we can look after patients and transfer them there.
You're a former ICU nurse yourself. The resilience they're going to need to get through the next couple of weeks.
Yes, I was up there last week just visiting them for a while, and it's just a hub of activity. Staff, of course, people talk about how amazing the frontline staff are, and they truly are. People are very resilient. We are trained to deal with the most extreme of circumstances and the saddest of circumstances over the years. And while they're a very skilled workforce, they have huge collegiality, and that's across the hospital. Even at ward level, the staff are very, very challenged as well. But they're working together and marching as one team. And that is reflected every day in the last few months. And that's what keeps staff going. And we're very, very proud of them, of course, and what they do.
Colette Cowan, Chief Executive of the University of Limerick Hospital Group. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland this morning.